Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Tame the Bull. Now, we all know life can feel like a pressure cooker sometimes, right? Deadlines, relationships, that leaky faucet you keep putting off fixing. It's enough to make anyone want to scream into the void. But what if I told you there was a way to not just manage the bull but actually create a space where it feels, well, less like a raging beast and more like a manageable herd? Today, we're talking about creating a safe space for self-reflection. A haven where you can process those emotions, understand those triggers, and emerge stronger on the other side. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a broken car engine in a hurricane, right? So why would you attempt to untangle your emotional knots while surrounded by chaos? This episode is about carving out that calm space, even if it's just for a few minutes each day, where you can truly listen to yourself and work through what's going on. Here's the thing, self-reflection isn't just some fluffy, touchy-feely exercise. It's essential for your well-being, plain and simple. When you take the time to check in with yourself, you gain clarity, reduce stress, make better decisions, and build stronger relationships. All things that can help you tame that bull effectively. Alright, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you create your own personal safe space for self-reflection. 1. Identify your triggers. Ever feel like a certain person or situation pushes all your buttons? Figure out what those triggers are. It could be anything from a specific word to a particular type of music. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. It's like knowing the enemy in battle. You've got a better chance of winning if you understand their tactics. 2. Find your calm zone. We all have different places and activities that help us relax and de-stress. Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, listening to music, reading a good book, or just soaking in a hot bath. Identify what works for you and make time for it regularly. This is your sanctuary, a place where you can recharge and find peace amidst the chaos. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever get caught up in racing thoughts? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It could be as simple as focusing on your breath, noticing the sounds around you, or paying attention to the sensations in your body. This helps ground you and creates a sense of calm, allowing those thoughts to dissipate instead of taking over. 4. Journal your thoughts. Putting pen to paper can be incredibly therapeutic. Journaling allows you to process your emotions, work through challenging situations, and gain clarity on your thoughts and feelings. Don't worry about perfect grammar or making sense, just let it flow. It's like having a conversation with yourself, but on paper. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. Self-reflection can be tough, and it's easy to get caught up in negativity. Remember to be patient and compassionate with yourself. Celebrate your progress, acknowledge your challenges, and keep moving forward. You're doing great. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You've had a stressful day at work, that project deadline, the frustrating meeting, the endless emails, it all adds up. You get home feeling drained and on edge. Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee or mindlessly scrolling through social media, you decide to create your safe space. Maybe you light a candle, put on some calming music, grab your journal, and take 5 minutes to simply breathe. You jot down what's bothering you, acknowledge the stress, and remind yourself that it's temporary. You focus on your gratitude, maybe for your cozy home, your supportive family, or even just a good cup of tea. Just a few minutes of this dedicated reflection can make a world of difference. It allows you to process those emotions, recenter yourself, and approach the rest of your evening with a calmer, clearer mindset. So remember, creating a safe space for self-reflection isn't just about finding peace. It's about taking control of your emotions, building resilience, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. We've got this, folks. Remember to share your own self-reflection strategies with us in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to taming the bull. See you tomorrow for another dose of real talk and actionable advice.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.